FMR Fine Food is cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.
Welcome to Fine Food, the show that guides you to what's new and exciting on the Cape culinary landscape. Today I'm chatting to Luke Lawrence Barry, who is the new executive chef at the Belmont Mount Nelson Hotel. Welcome to the show, Luke.
Thank you very much for having me, Jenny.
It's so wonderful to be welcoming you back to Cape Town. I'd love to know a little bit about your impressive international career and what brought you back.
Thank you very much. Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, my heart has longed for home. 12 years is a very long time to be away from this beautiful country of ours. We spent a good 2 years within China mainland itself, within Shenzhen, and would often spend our days off traveling to Hong Kong, which is a quick 45-minute ferry trip. And Hong Kong is a very cosmopolitan city. I sort of refer to Hong Kong as the New York in Asia. 24-hour city, you know, lights on all the time, hustle and bustle. Amazing, amazing F&B scene over there. It's actually got the most concentrated amounts of restaurants per capita in the world. So
wow.
Very, very exciting in terms of restaurants and food offerings. And you can find culinary offerings ranging from the southern to the northern hemisphere and the west to the eastern. So just a huge array of different cuisines to eat. And I learn a lot through eating. I then moved over to work with a very well-known, respected restaurant group that had 40-plus restaurants strong. So I partook in a lot of restaurant openings, very niche-focused restaurant group. Every concept, very, very niche, as I mentioned, showcasing and telling their own unique stories. A lot of travel was allowed during these restaurant openings for us to really hone our craft in that particular cuisine, just to ensure that we are telling the right and authentic story and cooking authentic food based on the particular cuisine. And I would say after 6 years in Hong Kong with that restaurant group, I then took a leap over to the Middle East, which was fantastic. I work for a company that's classed as an institution within the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia that also operates throughout the Middle East. And I arrived in the Middle East at the time where Saudi Arabia was opening up to the rest of the world. So it was a very, very exciting time. We work with a lot of international brands, some top restaurant names throughout the world. And Hong Kong then knocked on my door again. Hong Kong was home. You know, we experienced all the best and the worst things of our life in Hong Kong.
And Luke, tell me, Hong Kong is obviously the last spot in your career. Of the flavors that you experienced there, are you planning to bring a lot of those to the table at the Mount Nelson?
Most certainly. You know, at the Mount Nelson, we do respect what South Africa has to offer as a whole. For example, at our restaurant Oasis, we've recently launched a new menu that's very much inspired by our beautiful surrounding gardens. It's an elevated casual restaurant. You know, you could come there and feel relaxed. It's not too sophisticated. Sitting outside the pool, having a lovely meal, but very much supporting our local farmers and growers. Showcasing, some of the recipes do showcase a bit of Asian flair and flavors, but we are paying respect and using 100% locally sourced products and ingredients for the whole menu.
That's wonderful.
So you can see a flair, but we're still paying respects to using local ingredients.
Great. And tell me a little bit about your chef's table.
At our chef's table, it's a very, very raw, intimate dining experience in the heart of the Mount Nelson within our kitchen. So one can expect to sit within the kitchen. You can watch all the hustle and bustle of the chefs working behind the scenes. It's very, very intimate, very, very personable, very, very hands-on and very interactive.
And exciting, yes. I think it's amazing as a guest to be able to go behind the scenes. And not everyone's been into a hotel kitchen, so it does certainly sound like a draw card.
Absolutely. It's quite daunting at first, but you know, the chefs over here, we settle you in nicely. The front of our settles you in very well. Your experience doesn't start at the chef's table. It starts as you walk into the hotel. You're greeted by a front desk. Then you welcome with a beautiful welcome cocktail, followed by some canapes that me and my chefs would personally bring to our Planet Bar. And then you'll be escorted after you've enjoyed your cocktail into the kitchen, where you're welcomed by the brigade of chefs and you're seated. And then what we do at this chef's table is we really want to showcase the next up-and-coming generation of our kitchen team. So they work in collaboration with myself, and we change our chefs often. And we allow each chef to showcase not just their culinary skills, but also tell their life story. So for instance, one of the courses we have at the moment done by one of our chefs is called The dessert is called I Wasn't Allowed to Eat This. So
Sounds
it's a
good.
dessert that he wasn't, a sweet that he was not allowed to eat as a kid, but now he's able to cook it and really and thoroughly enjoy it as an adult, as a young adult.
Well, that sounds like a really good reason for joining you at your chef's table. And I just want to say, Luke, thank you for joining us on the show and coming back to Cape Town.
It is an absolute pleasure, Jenny. Thank you
Thank
so
you.
much.
That was Executive Chef Luke Lawrence Barry of the Belmont Mount Nelson Hotel. For more edible inspiration, visit gourmetguide.co.za. Bon appetit!
FMR Fine Food was cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.